Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Lips just get dry when you preach. Just, I don't know if it's the enemy or what, but the lips just dry up. It's a tactic. It's war. Now that's warfare right there. You trying to minister and lips are cracking. Okay, I just want to say thank you for having me tonight. Marquise invited me out to the conference, and of course I agree. Marquise is a mighty man of God. You know, he's a trendsetter. You know, young man who just really loves the Lord, just really loves the Lord. And as we grew up, that was one thing that I knew for sure, is he had a heavy conviction of what wrong and right was. Was God pleased or was God not pleased? And so I just really appreciate you having me out. Yeah. Let me add this. He did mention those two layups on the wrong hoop. Okay. Just a little correction. Actually, I did it three times. Okay, it's terrible. But he brought it up, so I had to just share the third time. The third time I did it was in junior tryouts, high school. All my buddies were there. You know, we used to play street ball. We used to go, you know, to the park all the time. And, I mean, I was good, but those three wrong hoops validated that I wasn't. Okay, just forget it, man. Just forget it. And so, you know, I was a real intense player. I liked to talk a lot of head, talk a lot of smack, and just wasn't focusing, you know. And I had the nerve to, so this is how it happened. I got to just share this real quick. In tryouts, you know, I'm playing defense and everything. I'm out here, I'm D'ing up, and you know, or actually, no, I'm trying to run the route because I'm on offense. I'm trying to run the route. The guard comes across my guard. The guard I'm supposed to be setting a pick for, or whatever you want to call it, I rip him, go all the way down. Look, fast break. Okay, folks, so it wasn't just a little, oh, I made a mistake. No, fast break to the other end. And look, check it out. And then I had my nerve to come up and do one of these. You know what I mean? Just really trying to, with the leg over and just... And I stopped, like, yeah, turned around, and everybody was like, come on. And look, the coach had his little notebook out. He's cut. We're just going to go ahead and cut him. And I got cut. That was it. I wonder why. Okay, so let's get into this word. Flashbacks, man. Good memories, though. Good memories. So the title of this message tonight is, what's your fragrance in the fight? What's your fragrance in the fight? Now, when I think about a fight, let's just take it back to, well, we still have wars and everything, but let's go a little old school where armies would gather soldiers with shields and iron and steel and all sorts of things, you know, just weighted chest plates and leg plates and the full armor, helmets, and all of those things. You can only imagine that there was a fragrance. There was a smell that your soldiers had. People were putting on armor, so you're smelling that iron. You're smelling all that leather and all those straps, and you're like, these are soldiers. We're going to go to war. It's wartime. And now we have guns and ships and all those different things. But back in those days, when it was wartime, you had thousands upon thousands upon thousands of men going to fight. Whole fields going to fight. 10,000. When it talks about David and his 10,000, I mean, 10,000 people is a lot of people. That's a lie. I mean, they were saying he slayed that many, but you just got to think, in order for one man to slay that many people, you got to be battling. It's not no one or two, you know, we got in a couple fights and some disagreements. It's war. But there's a fragrance, though, in that war. And there's two sides. There's a side that is the army. There was always the army that was for the Lord. And there was the army opposing the Lord's army. Okay? And the thing is I love it so much because the army, they were so concerned about, is God for me? Is he for us? That was always the battle. The battle was, I need the army, the soldiers, to believe, to see that I'm for them. And if they had God's blessing, they did mighty things. It didn't matter how many people they had. They said, if God is for us, we're going to slay them. We're going to slay them. And so there's a fragrance there. So if you want to turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 2, and it's going to be verse 15. And I'll read it. It says, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." I'll say it again. "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." Fragrance. When I read that, I just thought about fragrance. I said, man, fragrance, that the smell, you know, we're all very sensitive to smell. We are. I know I am. You know. Now let me take it somewhere else real quick. Now, when I was in grade school, I mean, all my friends, we grew up in these apartment complexes. What were they? Brentwood. Was it Brentwood, Dad? Brentwood Apartments. We'd walk to school. About 10, 12 of us, sometimes even more. Now, walking to school was something else, okay? Because I'm 34, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but, you know, things may have changed. Now they have all this transportation, all this technology and stuff. But for us, walking to school was, let's just say, a battlefield. Because, I mean, you're ranking all the way there. If you guys aren't ranking, capping, clowning, talking about your friends until they cry, they get into school just, yeah, okay, I'll see you after school though. I mean, and that was it. I mean, seriously, if you didn't use your toothbrush, I'm finding out. Look at this toothbrush. If you didn't brush your teeth, I'm gonna know. And I'm saying something. Look, and you better, use toothbrush. Don't do the whole, I'm gonna just use hot water and just, no. All of that, Colgate, fragrance, I need that. And it was serious out there. It was serious. But look, this is the thing though. This is the thing about it is, you know, you had to go in for the kill. I mean, we're talking about clothing. We're talking about hair. We're talking about your family. We're talking about your grades. You know, everything. Okay, but the last straw was all, it was kind of the out of bounds back then. The out of bounds, if you're losing, they're just getting you, just in everybody. And it's determined by laughter. So if you're getting laughed at, you're losing. Okay, it doesn't matter how good the rank was. If they're laughing at you, you're going down. But there was always that one. You study your opponent. There was always that one thing that you knew could take out each and every one of them. But you couldn't use it all the time, though. You got to save that one for the right day. Like, sometimes you take the loss and be like, but I got you tomorrow, though. But I got you tomorrow. You don't know, but it's going to be worse for you tomorrow. And there was this one kid. His name was Randy. Well, I'm not going to say his last name. I don't want him to find me. But his name is Randy. And he's getting me. And I said, bruh, why do you come to school musty every day? And it, look, I said, and I'm not lying. And then, look, it was so bad that I was like, take your jacket off. He took his jacket off, and all of us smelled him, and the bruh needed deodorant. He was musty. And you know what? He wanted to fight. He wanted to fight after that. Like, I had to run to school at that point. It wasn't, we wasn't skipping. We wasn't, I had to pick up a little jog. We made up. I seriously had to run to school, though, because he was ready, you know? But that's fragrance. That's fragrance, you know? And we got to keep our fragrances in check. But I'll say a positive thing on fragrance. Fragrances are triggers. You smell something and it takes you to a place. You know, it takes your mind to the place. It takes your spirit to a place. And it's a serious thing. I mean, I know my wife. Her perfume takes me to a place. Takes me to a place. Can I get an amen? There you go. Because when bro was singing earlier, I was like, he knows. He's married. Now, he's really married. Look, he's really, yeah, he, look, sing a song. Look, fragrance, okay? Beautiful smell. You know, and just, I think marriage is such a wonderful thing, just wonderful thing, you know, but it's just, there's certain times when you smell certain fragrances, let me get these teeth brushed, let me get this deodorant on, because my wife is amazing, so I just want to illuminate that beautiful fragrance. So, what I want to go into now is, as we walk as believers, whether we know it or not, we carry a fragrance. Your walk, it has a smell. The way you live, it has a smell. And whether you realize it or not, people are taking note of your smell. It doesn't really matter what you say. It matters how you smell. When it says in the word, to God, we are the fragrance of Christ. What he's saying is that I smell my kids. It doesn't matter where you're at. My son lives in them and I smell them and I love it. It's a sweet aroma. Doesn't matter what his situation is, I got to be there for him because he smells like my son. It's a big deal what we smell like. I can tell you, even in my workplace, I don't go in there. I work in social work, and it's a very hostile place when it comes to the things of the Lord. There's a lot of different views there. And so, you know, I choose my words wisely. But the other day, they were having a potluck, and it was just the managerial staff, and we were there and eating, and, you know, sometimes the conversations get wild, and they were talking about something, just something gross, and the director said, literally said, looked at him. Now, she's the one that's signing the checks, so if she looks, you kind of got to look back, you know. She looked at him and just gave him the she said, no, we got somebody here that's pure heart. And you don't say, I'm pure of heart. My name is Richard. Thank you for hiring me. You're in the presence of a pure heart. You don't do that, you know? But you take notes. That's Christ's fragrance. That perverted speech. We can't do that because Christ's fragrance. They might not even know what it is, but we can't go down that road because there's some kind of smell in here that won't allow me or allow me to let you go to a place that's not pleasing to God, that's perverted. And so we've got to be, as men and women of God, we've got to stay in our word and not be in our word because we were taught to read, you know, one scripture a day or, you know, I love devotionals. I love, you know, my wife, she has so many devotionals. She's doing a devotional, right? Teaching a devotional right now or Bible study. I mean, we love the word in our house. But as you get older and as you walk with the Lord, instead of you saying, you know, I have to read my word today, you start saying, I need to read my word today. The more things begin to happen in your life, you say, I have to get into God's presence. It's not my routine, because when I was young and, you know, when my father was teaching me how to pray and teaching me to read the word and everything, you know, he would be up, just like Marquise was saying, he'd be up, and him and my mom be up early in the morning, 4 a.m, just get woken up to just speaking in tongues, just Holy Spirit. They just in there tea and praying. And so I was taught indirectly to be that way. And then I had an encounter with the Lord, and I began to be that way. And so you start out saying, I'm going to read a chapter a day. I'm going to read the whole Bible. I'm going to be real spiritual. I'm going to know script. I'm going to memorize scripture. And you're young, and it's good, because you're storing that up. You don't know, you're storing that up in your heart, and it comes out later on in life. When you get into the battle, that fragrance of spending time with the Lord is there, and it makes a way for you. Because when God's on you, oh, it's got to get out the way. When that fragrance of the Lord is on you, when he smells his own, he's there. It doesn't matter what he's there. So it's not even what we say. It's literally spending time with him, because we need to spend time with him. And that you can't hide that. You can't hide that. It goes both ways. If you're spending time in whatever talk, whatever addiction, or you know, whatever you're into, that's on you. That fragrance is on you. You really, you know, when the word talks about everything in the dark being brought to the light, I think that can apply to so many different scenarios. Because realistically, the adversary would lead you to believe that it's secret. It's just me and you here. Go ahead, cut the computer on. It's just me and you here. You see what I'm saying? It's just, you know, nobody will see. You see that wallet right there? Just take $20 out. You're fast. Nobody will see you. You see what I'm saying? But the thing is when you give in to that, you're inheriting, you're taking on a fragrance contrary to the Lord. And it's on you. That thing's on you. You know people. You walk around. You see people. And you could just, you don't even know them, but you're just like, man, this brother is angry. You see, like, just on edge, where you're choosing your words wisely, because you're like, bruh, I don't know what happened, but I don't want to be a part of it. You know, I just, you know, and it's, there's that. You know, there's a poverty spirit. No matter how much God blesses you, no matter how much you have, it's never enough. It's never enough. I don't have enough. I mean, you know, last week I was praying that my lights would get, you know, stay on, and that I could pay my car bill. You get blessed, your lights are paid on, but we hungry though. I need some food. I just, it doesn't matter what you have. It's just poverty all the time. You see what I'm saying? And it's a fragrance. Now let's get back in the word. Let's go to Galatians. Let's go to Galatians. Yes, that's my girl Claire. Love her. Love her. So we're going to go to Galatians 5:22. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. And we can go on. Gentleness, self-control. Those are all the fruits of the Spirit. Those are all fruits of the fragrance of Christ. When you exercise those things, the devil's got to back up. His attack has to back up. When you dwell in that and you take that on, Christ's fragrance is on you. It doesn't matter what environment, what war you go into, God is for you. You've already, like the minister said, you've already won. But realistically, I believe that even though we've already won in the fight, we've got to have the perspective of victory. And so, yes, we have won, but you have to see it in the battle. It's perspective. It's perspective. So when you're in your environment, your work environment, whatever environment it may be, you've always got to say, okay, now how are we going to win this, Lord? I see what the score is. Let me see your strategy, because I'm coming out of this. I might not see it yet, but I'm coming out of this. That's someone that carries the fragrance of Christ. That's someone that carries the fragrance of Christ. God is good. You know, I did mention my father the other, you know, just a moment ago. I just want to say that I really appreciate my pastors, my mom and my dad, and they're currently my pastors, but they've been my pastors my whole life. That's just the reality of it. They've been showing me how to be, and they've allowed me to take on the fragrance of Christ. I mean, as a kid, you know, I'm walking around, I'm playing, I'm doing all those different things. I mean, I was getting on the bus one day, Metro, and crazy days, Metro days, woo. But I was getting on the bus. I think I was maybe 16. I hadn't got my license yet. And a man came over, and he just said, "It's on you. It's on you." And I'm like, okay, it's on me. You know, that's on the bus, you get some weird things. But he said, you really do. And he said, "Do you preach?" And I was like, "No, my dad does. But no, I don't." He said, "Well, you're going to." And I said, "Okay." He's like, and he looked me in my face and said, "No, you're going to preach because it's on you." Now that fragrance, I wasn't in the room praying. I just want to preach. I just want to preach. Just one Sunday, Dad. Just give me one Sunday. I just give me my shot. You know. I wasn't doing that. I honestly, I was seeing all of the work that goes into ministering to people, and I was saying, "I never want to preach. Lord, I never want to preach. Never. I want to go to the NBA. Please, excuse the layups. We can work on it." You know, I just want to admonish them because they helped me. Let's give them a hand of praise. Hand of praise. So, the battle. When we become believers, I think oftentimes we, I'm not sure. I'll just say I'm not sure we really know what we're getting ourselves into. You know, you go to conferences, we go to church, we have all these events. We have the man on the keys and the brother on the drums and the bass and the end of the service, you know, we know all those that want to give your life to the Lord, come up. And receive him. But do those people really know what they're getting into? Because yes, God is going to take your pain. And yes, God is going to give you a fragrance. But you're enlisting in an army. You're enlisting in an army. That's what altar call should be. It should be, if you want to be a soldier, if you want to go to war, if you want to get shot at and bombs thrown at you, come on up to the altar. Come on up. You see? Because that's what we are. We're warriors. We're soldiers. And every day we're fighting. We're fighting. And the thing is it says that the adversary has schemes. We're consistently fighting schemes and strategies. And we can stay in our word because we know that we overcome the adversary because Christ overcame the adversary. And we are in Christ. So we walk in victory. But the fragrance of Christ, being in the army of the Lord as the old folks, or the folks back then. Let's say that. The folks back then. We have various ages in here. The folks back then. The folks from a different time. From a different time. Let's, you know? There we go. You're in the army of the Lord. And the fragrance that we have, there's a price that comes with it. The reward, seriously, when you give your heart to the Lord, honestly, the Lord showed me this. When you give your heart to the Lord, it is the best thing that you will ever do. Ever. Ever. It go, that decision, that's a real decision. When you and not the you know, the fluffy, you know, kumbaya, you know, but when you're crying out to the Lord, fill me up. Fill me up. And then you, and this is the thing, you say, Lord, fill me up, and then you don't hear anything. And then you go back and you say, no, fill me up. And you still don't hear anything. And you stay there until his presence comes and he fills you up. That is the best moment that you'll ever have in your life. In this fleshly life, in the spiritual life, that's the one. End of story. But not end of the message. See? But seriously, this is fine. See, I never knew. But I will say that in all honesty, we're all, if you're not saved in here, hang out and you will become saved. Hang around these folks and you will have an encounter. But for all those that are saved, I just come tonight to encourage you. You are people who are bearing the fragrance of Christ. When God sees you, he sees his son. There are benefits to having God on your side. It's a benefit. And life, it throws so many things at us. It can be so confusing. It can be so hard. But we have to remember that he's on our side. And he's sending you to the most unlikely places because you're carrying his fragrance. There are some places, yes, there are some places that need you to just walk in the door. They don't need you to go in quoting 20 scriptures and telling folks to repent. And all that, they just need you to be in the building. Because inside of you, just like how you see all these movies and you have situations where evil spirits start to manifest and it gets creepy and all of that stuff. Well, guess what? God manifests. Okay? He manifests in a greater way. So you come in the building and they just I feel good when this man shows up. I feel good when this young lady shows up. Just be in the office with us. Just come hang out with us and talk with us. It's all God. I've been in so many situations that way when I'd be talking to people around people that I didn't live like them at all. But they said, I just want to hang with you. Can I just hang with you? What is it about you? And it's the fragrance of Christ. So I want to leave that with you tonight, that you're carrying the fragrance into the battle. And you can't hide it. You can't cover it up. When you're saved, God's for you. And you can't stop him. His favor will be on you. He'll prepare your footsteps before you even step out the door because you're his. So be encouraged. I know right now our society and in the world, they're saying all these things about, just people being killed. And we're hearing all these stories about beheadings, and we're seeing our school system change. And it seems like God's getting pushed out of everything. I just want you to know that the voice of the Lord will not be muted as long as you're in the atmosphere. As long as you're in the community, as long as you're in the region, that fragrance is going to set the captives free. So let them do what they want to do, say what they want to say. We just need to show up. We just need to show up. We just need to be there and let God work. And that's the battle. We walk in with the fragrance on us, and it goes to war, and we're led by the Spirit. And we will have the victory. So, praise God. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for spending time with us here at New Creation Christian Center. Feel free to join our worship services on Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington, 98118. Visit our website, newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.